Power Trip After Party Podcast. It's Friday. It's September 17th. Chris Hockey, Corey Cove, Paul Meat Sauce Lambert, all here for you on a Friday morning. And guys, I'll tell you, the wow.
Cardboard Charlie's horn.
Comments are already flying in. I didn't know I was watching Thunder from Down Under. Dan Kratzky, one of the regulars, chiming in as well. Sauce, you're back from Milwaukee.
Hi.
And we're talking off the air. They just renovated the big amphitheater.
Yeah, man, because like the few times that I've been there, like the time Hockey drove me out there and I left him, and then the other time that I saw Dave, It's the ceiling was so low, like of the amphitheater. It was so fucking hot. There was no, oh my God, there was no air movement, and they've completely upgraded. It's badass. It's the best sounding concert I've ever been to.
Yeah, because I that was a big part of it was the sound.
It was terrible before. It's the best sounding concert I've ever been to.
Hey, Paul.
Was it hot?
No.
Can you tell these two and the listeners what you said off the air? Is there any way to do that without, I mean, I doubt you can get in trouble for it, right? Can you say that or not? Any reason you can't say it?
I mean, you can't get in trouble.
Are there cameras?
I don't think so. Otherwise, I think you would have been contacted.
But they can't go back, and they don't know where.
Right.
We're
making it sound way worse than
This is still, I think, incredible.
Did you leave a body on the side of the road?
No.
Almost. I left his own.
No.
Yeah, just say it then. You can say it.
I went real fast in that car that I was driving.
Won't you give Chris the number?
It's about Corey's IQ.
Not quite. No.
It's about AJ's IQ.
There you go. That's better.
It's higher than both.
Yeah.
I don't remember what it was.
140.
You went 140 miles an hour. Mm-hmm. Did it float at all, or did it stick? Mm-mm. Didn't float.
We went around a corner in that car pretty quick. And my gal, right after we, you know, went around this corner and then kind of slowed down, she looked at me. She goes, "This is the only car I would feel safe doing it in."
Yeah,
it was. I mean, I'm not kidding you. I'll never afford a car like that. I'll never have a car like that. It was the coolest experience I've ever had in an automobile. It's like flying first class.
You've never been blown in a car?
No. What are you talking about?
Hmm. You went right to your phone. You weren't even listening to what I was saying.
My gal texted me, sir.
What an idiot I am.
What'd you do? Oh,
I forgot to give away the goddamn.
Oh, man, did we talk about it?
The last couple weeks, we've had Vikings tickets, Guns N' Roses tickets. Yeah. We've had all these nice tickets. Completely forget to give them away.
Why did
Donaldson's
going to be in Africa.
Yeah, he's out of the country.
We're getting to the point now where if you have something noteworthy to give away, text us and say, give it away right now, not an hour from now. If you don't tell us to give it away, we're going to forget.
I mean, we've had that where, like, I've remembered right before, like, the end of a break, and you just say, fuck it, let's just do it right now.
Yeah, right, right.
Get it over with, because we, you guys, it's...
You know, the game isn't for a week.
Yeah, it's a week.
Yeah, so I assume we can give them away Monday.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Right, Ryan?
Ryan?
Yeah, I don't know.
Ryan?
Yeah, what about Brian?
I don't think he gets this where he's at.
Is he going, like, on a pre-wedding honeymoon?
No. His penis... planned it like 3 years
ago.
Penis
planned that?
Yeah.
Wow.
And his penis.
It's a very well-traveled penis.
So when Sauce told us that off air, I said the fastest I've ever gone in a car is a little under 120 when I was in high school. Two cars, were driving from Chisago down to play in a, like, I don't remember if it was like summer league basketball. I don't remember exactly what it was. But we took two cars, and we were kind of half racing, not against necessarily each other, just to see who could go the fastest, though. And 117, 118, whatever it was, I was sitting shotgun, so I did not have control of the car, and I freaking hated it. I was very uncomfortable, wanted it to be over. We did it maybe for, like, I bet 10 or 15 miles, and I hated every second of it. Yeah.
That's so far.
We basically did it from when 35 E&W meet. We were on 35W.
The Lakeville.
Yeah, exactly. Just south of Forest Lake. Wow. Yeah, on the north side, not on the south side.
Oh, on the north side. Okay.
And then all the way down basically to the 694 loop. So what is it? That's probably 8 or 10 miles.
You think, asshole. Sure.
All right. Awful.
I live there. All right.
You say fixed
and killed me.
Wait a minute.
You're on
did you say fixed asshole?
Fixed asshole.
Yeah.
They're, that is a racetrack, by the way, 35. So
no, it's technically not.
It's not a racetrack.
Believe me, I live right by there. They race because they go up to one of the exits, they turn around, they come back down, and they do
like
multiple
Greece.
Like, it's ridiculous.
That 35E over there?
Hawk, how fast have you gone in a car?
I don't know. I drove race cars for a while. Hi, Barb. I forgot to give away the tickets. I'm so sorry.
Hi, Barb.
Oh, Zach was supposed to remind me, and he didn't.
He's dead.
Zach, why do you never remind us to give away tickets?
Look how pretty Barb is.
Why do you guys have to rip me all the time?
Barb. Oh.
I'm sorry. Can we give them away Monday, please, on the show? I won't forget this time. I know. I understand. She's upset. Uh-oh. I'm sorry.
No, I think she was. I don't think she was commenting on this. I think she was writing into one of the X Video websites what she was looking for.
No, she's listening to Danzig.
Way funnier. Way funnier.
Mother.
Yeah, that song wails.
It's not good.
Oh, what? Song. That song wails.
Up. We'll give them away on Monday.
Right, Hogs? That song kicks ass.
Wails. It's your job. To
Hey Siri, remind me to give away tickets.
Who's
on Monday.
Deary?
Hey, Barb, I'm very afraid of you. Can you type in the comments how much fun you're having at the iHeart Music Festival?
No, don't.
She
do that.
Hates
Las Vegas.
Hates Las Vegas. Hates it.
Is it just because she's always working?
I think so, but she thinks it's a quote hellhole.
She can party.
That's what New Orleans is, and I love New Orleans. She should, if she wants to think Las Vegas is a hellhole, you should still love it, even if you hate
it. Dude, it's amazing.
Does that make sense?
I enjoy it
the best
because of the gambling.
Oh, yes. Come on, Barb.
See, this place is a hellhole. No, it's not.
No, it's not.
It's a utopia.
It's heaven on earth.
Heaven?
Do you guys remember the drink Fruitopia?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah.
Drink
yeah.
The shit out of Fruitopia.
Wait, what? Oh yeah.
Fruitopia.
Fruitopia.
Fruitopia and Skittles before school. That was my go-to.
Yep. Super good.
So
but everyone I work with is
click
awesome.
On that
she
one.
Says.
Click on that one. So funny story. My dog hates thunderstorms and took a shit in our living room. That was fun to step in at 4:30 in my bare feet.
God, yeah. That's your dad's dream.
How dare
I think
you?
Paul, you've mentioned this. That's the nightmare with those Roombas, right?
Yeah. So I think I read something earlier that, like earlier this week or last week, that they're designing one that will get out of the way of pet waste. Like it'll go around.
But
it'll sense
nose on it.
It'll sense it, I guess.
Sarah's did that, by the way.
What? Zach, are you blessing me?
I was going to say something. I didn't want to interrupt you.
Are you blessing me?
What were you going to say?
Do you have you ever had like a pinball machine in your condo?
No, why?
Because like I was hearing pinball machines. That place is haunted.
Wait, you were in his
really
apartment?
Is.
Yeah, he watched the dogs.
There's some
for
weird
us.
Stuff. There's a weird energy in there.
Yeah,
it's a nice
no,
place.
Dude,
don't get me wrong. But
I wasn't going to bring this up, but now that we can't take calls, I can tell this story. Why is Corey? Oh my God, brilliant.
Why is Corey wearing Sid Hartman's shoes?
Brilliant.
Okay.
Sorry.
It's pretty good.
So, Tuesday night, I'm laying in bed, and I don't know how I can explain this because I'm stupid, but we is to the right of me, right?
Sure.
She's laying next to me. We both fall asleep. I kind of roll
what
over.
What's complicated about that?
Yeah, because it works
it's
for the story.
On the camera.
Yeah, it's got to work for me. So I roll over.
What's happening?
He's
I'm telling you a fucking
telling
story.
A story.
Yeah.
Not well,
no, it's not the Babadook. So I roll over like this, right? Mm-hmm. So she's behind me. So she's now to the left of me. No,
right. She's still to the right of you.
And I'm like laying there, and I kind of wake up. And I swear to God.
That doesn't change anything.
Swear to God. As Hockey always says, if I'm dying, I'm lying.
Well, see if I can
if
get a
lying,
wish.
I'm lying, I'm dying. I open my eyes, and there is Kelly standing there. And I'm like, oh, shit. And I kind of come to, gone. She's laying right next to me. So either Kelly's a witch or a goblin, or she's in on this fucking thing.
What do you think's the most likely?
It freaked the fuck out of me.
All right, let's go with the last one real quick. She's in on this thing.
She might be.
What does that mean?
I don't know. She's convoluting with the ghosts.
Convoluting?
Yeah, they play drums together.
I think you mean conga lining. jump in.
So the hotel we stayed at.
Okay, back to bed and stop convoluting.
Why are you conga lining with everybody here?
So the hotel we stayed at
Was there a conga?
Is haunted.
Gloria Estefan on the Miami Johnstone machine there?
Because you exactly there.
That's the hotel that
the Pfister Hotel.
Professional teams won't stay.
You Pfistered her at a hotel in Milwaukee?
No, but Carlos Gomez wouldn't stay at this hotel.
Yeah, well, he's in it.
The Adams family?
Yeah. Does hockey know who that is?
That was the guy that Rosie told him to buy a jersey.
Yeah, oh,
that's right. Yeah,
Carlos
yeah.
Gomez jersey.
So, yeah. But, yeah, Zach C., there's Zach, ghosts there. There's
did you just yell Yahtzee?
Yeah, Yahtzee,
no,
see?
Did this story take place in the hotel or your house?
No, my place, yeah.
So you're saying it's haunted as well.
Right.
I think it very well.
There's ghouls in there.
Do well, like, the ghouls?
Like, okay, so I woke up to, like, it sounded like somebody was playing pinball outside of my the room. And so I like, by the time I woke up, because I was like, I must be losing my mind. But finally, I was like, all right, I got to see it. Because like, I thought maybe somebody was. And so I walk out, right, to the living room, and nobody's playing pinball out there because there isn't a pinball machine. But
were you high?
No, I was not at this point. No. And so then I went to the bathroom, but the bathroom door was shut. And I definitely didn't shut the bathroom
correct.
Door.
I'm telling you, man.
And then
it's scary. He's telling
and
us.
I thought it was locked. And so I was like, oh, shit. Like, is there somebody in here? Like, they heard me and they snuck in.
Yeah.
And so, like, I didn't know what to do. And then I opened the door and I went pee and I went back to bed. But it was really scary for a second. And I'm telling you, the sounds of the pinball, like the ball hitting the thing, like it was crazy.
You had company?
No.
So, Paul, do these ghouls and ghosts and wizards and witch, do they pay more or less in rent than you do for the apartment?
It's a mortgage. It's a condo that I pay a lot of money for with my own money.
I thought Zach stayed in your apartment.
No, Zach's high constantly.
He's high.
He's high.
Yeah, he's a...
Yeah, it's haunted. I'm telling you.
It is.
I think there's like old men talking and it's the toilet.
Door,
yeah.
They all... Because that whole place is old right next door. And I think they just kind of...
They just come over and
hang out. Yeah. Their way over.
Right, because ghosts only come from old things.
Yeah, but remember, though...
When you die in modern times... You just fade away.
But remember, though, if you're nice to them,
right? If you politely ask, please leave my kids alone. We were once told they will respect that.
Well, no, I'm only saying that
by a grown man.
I know a grown man with
It is a brand new
functioning brain.
Place. That's what I'm saying.
You were the first to ever live there, right?
Well, there's
no,
another guy.
There's another. No, I'm not.
But
the
I mean,
first
in your condo.
Yeah, no, not the first. No.
Oh, there was a guy before that.
Yeah,
did he die?
And there was
no.
You know,
did he kill somebody?
Before.
Right.
Yeah.
He did kill somebody.
No, we didn't fucking kill anyone. I wasn't. Do you think I'm listening?
Great point.
A Native American burial ground?
Probably.
Yeah, I don't know.
Right?
Whatever.
Maybe.
It's
right by.
Like a block party sounds sweet.
But you saw Kelly.
My. Who? Dude. Yeah, it was Kelly. Yes. Yeah,
dude,
so
that
she...
sounds fucking terrifying.
See?
Like, out of like a horror movie. Like,
dude.
You, like, look up and it's like she's there and then like, closes and she's like back there.
You know, at this point, have you ever just talked to a doctor about possible hallucinations?
Yeah.
It seems to be a theme more with you seeing things than anything else.
Yeah, I've talked to a lot of people about it. Yeah. I see things at night, man. I talk. Yeah, it's fucked up. It's a weird world I live in.
Yeah, sounds fun.
I talk to myself.
I know, like, you're, like, wanting to pounce on him
Thank
and
you.
Make fun of him, but...
It's pretty easy.
You haven't lived or even stayed a night at that condo, all right? And until you stayed a night at that condo...
I have a house. Why would I go to an apartment?
Come on, man.
You eventually will when your wife leaves you.
Fair. Oh. Yeah, that's... Oh, clock's ticking.
Then you could put all your posters up. Oh, yeah, we could all come over and stay there.
I'll stay there.
You could put your posters up and everything.
We'll do a ghost hunt.
You're going to wake up and look over and my dick's going to...
Man, I got night helmeted last night. I mean, it was a mini night helmet.
I had dreams about mushrooms all night. Why does my face feel like a snail's been crawling all over me?
Oh,
my goodness.
You know what's weird, though, if I may be honest with you, Sassy, if you don't mind?
Go ahead. Fire away.
I really, I mean, I'm sure that like you were dreaming or something.
Probably,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because the fact of the matter is, if you woke up and Kel was standing in front of you for real, and then she wasn't there, you would probably be in a mental institution right now.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Well, you would shit yourself so bad if that really happened. Think about people who experience stuff like that. At least they think they experienced.
Yeah, but I'm not kidding you. I saw that. I saw it. It happened. Not that it actually happened, but in my mind I imagined it.
Right.
Yeah.
Lawyer Lambert makes a great point. Why don't you guys use the app you got on your phone?
Yeah.
Yeah, we should be doing that right now. Maybe there's somebody in here right now.
There could be. I mean, this place, you know.
Well, I could tell you. I saw a dark star in here one time, and you know it's true.
You almost swore.
I didn't almost. I actually said the word. I said shit on the radio because I was so freaked.
I thought you said fuck.
No, I wouldn't have done that. Did I?
And that's such.
No, it was the S word.
Morris did.
He did.
Put the fucking lotion in the basket.
Are you EVP? Electronic voice phenomenon.
Okay.
I just love. I gotta know. I'm gonna learn they everything.
You guys
about
trying
this,
to ruin my weekend?
They pay for that hockey.
I love no.
Corey. Whatever
I,
fuck
I'm
your name is.
Over here. This
is yeah, that's yeah. Chris is to your right.
I'm right here, buddy.
I'm to your left.
Yeah, right.
So when you roll over,
you roll over and see which direction we're in.
Yeah. When you roll over.
You'll be next to me when next time
over.
I roll over.
When you roll like over, you see a set of balls.
Last week, replace and potato. When we have a potato that's fucking aging like a motherfucker.
See, I would argue what my smells interpretation worse, is that somebody your replace your fucking brain with a potato because it ain't working. That's my guess.
It will show the words on there. Yep.
Oh, escaped.
Escaped. Look at it. Yeah.
See?
I'm sorry, you're right. I'm not talking to my mic. It says escape.
It wants Corey to escape.
From the closet.
One of my favorite things about ghosts or when mediums talk to spirits or anything like that is ghosts never, ever talking complete sentences. Isn't that bizarre? They can always
hard,
say
Corey.
One word.
It's hard.
And then there's this, but they never just give you the full sentence. It's crazy. It just catch. Apparently doesn't see catch that. So sauce, what does that mean? Obviously
weather.
He said catch.
It means
mine's going crazy right now.
Yeah, mine ain't doing
the ghouls are always around Corey.
Mine's hearing it. Yours.
Yeah,
isn't.
Escaped catched weather.
Yeah, wait, but,
I get it.
But his doesn't work.
To you.
Oh
yeah.
Never
if
ever
you can
complete
hear me
sentences.
Say another word right now. Any word that you want.
What if it just says butthole?
Butthole. What's your name?
Paul. Oh, I didn't know you were talking to me.
Yeah. So how was the arena last night, by the way? Where did you see it? It was at on the at Summerfest.
At Summerfest, yeah.
But it's in the arena. What's the arena?
It's the American Family Amphitheater.
Oh, so it's
yeah,
an outdoor.
It's outdoor, yeah, cool. Yeah, right. It's badass. It's
sheltered, and like you were saying, so they raised the ceiling
way up, and there's big, really huge fan, weird. So the air moves. Cool. Whoa! Oh, shit.
His name is Otto.
Holy fucking shit! It said, "Of course."
What?
And then it said Otto.
You asked for its name. Its name is Otto.
A U T O
O T T O.
Oh my!
Top that bit.
Keep going. Ask for a different.
All
question.
Right, Otto, where are you from?
Unbelievable that a computer app maybe has an algorithm like Siri responding to your
problem.
Question.
You can explain away anything.
Corey, why are you so crabby?
So I've turned airplane mode on in here, and
he's from Bug.
Did you say butt.
I said book.
Book. See,
he's
explain
a librarian.
That.
Wow, book really fit everything we were talking about.
Explain that, bitch.
Because I thought about that.
No. Ask Otto if
Otto, are you single?
Would you bang Otto?
I mean,
don't
the Simpsons
yes,
bus
don't
driver?
Yes, dude. That's no. Giving him permission.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then you'll have sex with a ghost like Beezer did.
Yeah, that happened. That's right.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Had sex with a ghost?
Yeah, Beezer did. Yeah. I don't shave my legs, Brett. I just don't have any hair on them.
He really does.
That's
it's
Bert.
B-E-R-T.
I don't know how you got Brett out of Bert, but whatever.
God, sorry I can't read. Fucker.
Don't apologize to me.
Apologize to my parents.
Big ghost getting laid more than me.
Oh, poor way too grizzled for you. Read that, fucker.
Why are you so grizzled?
Hey, it's been 20 minutes.
I think Otto died again.
How can a ghost re-die?
Hey, Otto didn't give a shit no more.
Who cares more, Otto or us doing this podcast?
I like it. It makes me happy to do
we're
it.
Over 20 minutes. You guys want to wrap this
football.
Up?
Yeah!
Yeah!
Take that, Corey.
Go Vikes! Are the Vikings going to win on Sunday?
It's going to say something like book.
Yeah, or pizza.
Book it. Book
day.
It.
Oh, day.
Day.
Oh, okay.
See?
Tired? Jack Day. Oh, my God. He's here.
He doesn't exist. He's only a ghost now.
Oh.
All right. Is that enough? Because we got things we got to do.
That's more than 20. Yep.
Bye. Good.
Are we back on the air again Monday?
Back on the air Monday. Yep.
Is everybody here?
I think so.
5:30?
I think Carly, 5:30. No. Carly's out the next couple of weeks, right? She's out the next couple of weeks. I think Rosie comes back next
Tuesday,
week. I
he
think.
Does. Rosie comes
I think
back
Rosie makes his return Tuesday. I think Lieber's here on Monday.
That's right. I'd like to get Gabe back in again. I like
good dude.
Kid.
Yeah,
he's a good kid.
Sucked at initials, but he's a good dude.
Yeah, yeah.
Kyle passed away.
Rang in with Kyle. That was bizarre.
So did Otto. By the way.
Okay. Bye.
Bye. Love you guys. Peace out. Have a great weekend. Get laid.